Hey, coming up this weekend, folks have an opportunity to enjoy and kind of entrench themselves in something called Thirst Atlantic. And we're going to learn more about some of the nuts and bolts of what folks can take advantage of here this weekend. We've got a couple of guests in studio with us this morning. Guy Fisher is in with us this morning, local pastor, and Carol South is in with us as well. They're both actively involved in this Thirst Atlantic opportunity. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jim. Good to see you again.
You betcha. Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming in. Let's set the groundwork. We talked a few weeks ago. Pastor McLean was in. Mm-hmm. Now we've got Pastor Fisher. So you can see you've got a lot of folks involved in the evangelical community here that are getting involved in this entire process. And we talked a little bit about what Thirst Atlantic is then, but just as a quick refresher course, what are the basics? What's this all about? Who's it for?
Anybody who is looking for satisfaction or fulfillment in their everyday lives. You know, a lot of people will chase... particularly those with families. You're chasing your kids. You might be chasing your job. You're chasing all of the things that keep you busy, busy, busy. But you, at the end of the day, you just feel like, what did I accomplish? Was it worth anything? So Thirst Atlantic is to give you an opportunity to drink from the word of Christ and be filled with His life-giving waters, and you know, that's all church talk, but it is, it fits in and it fulfills, and it gives you a purpose and a reason to get up in the morning.
Yeah, but church is about community. Let's face it, that's one of the main reasons that people get involved in something so deep in their lives anyways, because they desire to have that kind of a community connection, and this just is a way to kind of enhance some of that, maybe even grow that.
Exactly.
Very good. Well, I see you've got a number of area churches that are involved in this. Guy, yours being one of them. But
right, I can share the other churches if you'd like me to.
Yeah, did you have to twist arms real hard to get folks involved? Was this a pretty easy sell?
You know, the Ephraim Church in town really kind of had the vision to begin with. And so we received an email. They said, yeah, we'd like to talk to you about this. I talked to Pastor Don, and we had a great visit. Ran it past my board members after I was enthusiastically supportive of it, and they were thrilled as well. So yeah, there's been a great connection from the churches there. We've got Atlantic Evangelical Free Church, Atlantic Gospel Chapel, Bethany Evangelical Free Church, First Assembly of God, and New Life Church, and then also a participating church is First Church of Christ. So those six churches are working together.
Excellent. I see it's coming up. You've got a session Sunday morning at 10:30 at the Cass County Community Center, then also Sunday through Wednesday evenings at 6:30. Will each of those sessions be a little bit different? What will happen at those sessions?
Sunday morning, I believe, is going to be a normal church service. Our Pastor Don on Sunday told us a bit about, you know, they would actually take an offering at that one. Not by passing a plate, there will be a box. But you will go, you'll get a message, and my guess is that it will be an overview of what we're going to do, what we're going to learn during the week. On our Facebook page, we've seen some videos of some of the topics that they'll be talking about. There is one on forgiveness, and that's a tough one.
Oh, boy, is
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Forgiveness, there's obedience, there's,
there's the one on marriage that is just incredible. I watched it, and I was so moved by this couple that it just looked like things were headed toward destruction. And, boy, God intervened through a Thirst conference where they attended. So I recommend people look at Thirst Atlantic on Facebook page. And the website, Carol, is?
The website is thirstatlantic.com.
Okay, there you go.
And it takes you straight to the webpage.
There you
go. Or to the Facebook page, sorry. Facebook. And I think that it's wherever you're struggling, it looks like they're going to have an answer that you can find. And I think that God's going to move. I think He's going to answer the questions when you get there.
And I would encourage listeners maybe that haven't been to church for a while, sneak in, sit on the back row. There's going to be upwards to 500 people there this Sunday morning, and there's going to be people that I don't know. Carol's not going to know. We're going to just sit there and wonder which church people are from, and maybe there's people there that are not from a church. And that is thrilling, and we can all gather together and start on Sunday.
You talked about some of the different topics that you'll be covering in some of those sessions. What's the structure? How will it be set up? Are people going to have a chance to interact? Will it just be presentations? Will it be discussion? How will it all work?
I believe it's presentation. Most of it, there's a lot of good contemporary singing that's going to happen, as well as the Old Faithful hymns. You know, we're looking for all ages of people, and you know, some of the older generation isn't so hep on the new music, and it's good for the younger people to hear some of that older, more, you know, solid background music. And the good thing is that whatever we're learning in the main adult auditorium of the community center, our kids will be learning similar things in their outreaches out there in their groups, and it's all going to be presented to them at age-appropriate levels.
And that's a key thing for a lot of folks, too, when they've discussed whether or not this fits into their lives. It also has to fit into their children's lives in a lot of senses, too. And you've got some different things set up for different age levels so that it'll be appropriate for the different children that'll show up.
That's right. You know, the little kids, the four-year-olds to first grade, they're going to be visiting the Happy Heart City. And the key ingredient to that visit is going to be about obedience. And, you know, how many people struggle with obedience with their little kids? And it's all going to be done in a loving, God-fearing way. And your kids are going to learn things that you know, need help with at home sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure parents will hate that, right?
I know.
So not only will there be something for four-year-olds to first grade, a second group is going to be second grade to sixth grade. And they're going to embark on a unique experience as climbers training to pursue the ultimate adventure of knowing and loving God. So that's going to be a part of it as well. So, and then
I think that's going to be an active group because they're all movers and, you know, getting around. And I think that they're going to be geared to that.
The videos makes me want to go. You know? So sometimes church, you know, for the kids is, you know, more exciting than for the adults. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then the middle and high school kids, they're going to be involved in sessions that are right along with the adult sessions. It's going to be geared toward their interests. It's going to be presented in their way of learning. And I think that most of the group that is going to be coming, the team that's coming, is young people. So it's going to be easy to relate to, and they're going to have a good time.
Sunday morning, then Sunday evening through Wednesday evening. So you've got five different sessions there.
Yeah.
What if I can't make them all?
Come to whatever you can.
Yeah, I would recommend coming Sunday morning at 10:30 at the Cass County Community Center just because it's going to be new for all of us. But then come when you can. Come when your work schedule works out because, yeah, there's so many busy schedules with sports and different things. But, each one is going to be unique, but it's going to build. It'll be on the family. So if you can hit all five, yeah, that'd be fantastic. I plan on being there at all five, and it's just going to be good.
I think that even if you hit one, it might even be just Wednesday. If you can make one, it would be worth your time. You'll have a divine appointment.
The one thing it'll not be is boring. It will not be. You will not fall asleep, Jim Field. I'll be watching you, and you will not be falling asleep on the back row or wherever you're seated. There's 31 people coming as a part of Life Action, a group out of Michigan. And there's a lot of energy in this group. And if there's anything that we need in our churches today, it's energy and something
right.
That just says, I can identify with that. That makes sense for my life, for my marriage, for my home.
How do you gauge success? How do you know when this is over that you'll have been successful with the effort? Have you thought about that much? What do you hope to get out of this?
You know, somebody told me one time, if you asked me, what did I have a week ago for lunch? I probably couldn't tell you. But what I ate for lunch was important in my life and the food that I needed. So, you know, it will be something that will be individual. There'll be individual impact. And yeah, I think it'll make impact on small things, but maybe big things as well. And it'll vary from person to person, family to family, age to age.
Very good.
One of the things I'm looking through their literature here, and it says the commitment of Life Action to our community is that they will seek what God can do, not what they can produce. So I think that's the success. It's not numbers. It's not anything, but just see what God can do, not only through this conference, but through what he will do in your lives individually.
I think this is a great start for people that maybe they've been out a little burned out on church, or church is just boring, or it's superstitious or whatever. I think this is a great opportunity for people just to have, try it again, get a new start. You'll blend into this big group, and no one will know which church you're from, and it can be a great new start. New chance.
Well, for folks who are attending church on a regular basis, good for you.
Absolutely.
But if you don't feel like you understand why, or you're not sure what you're getting out of it each time, well, these are what these types of efforts are for.
Right.
Give you a chance to get back in touch.
Jim, I've pastored First Assembly here in Atlantic for 25 years, a little over that. I am more excited about this than most things. I've never seen anything. I don't know if you have, where six churches close their doors and gather together in one place to worship together. I think that says something to our community, says something to me, and I want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Very good. And if folks want to be a part of it, again, it's at the Cass County Community Center. Starts this weekend. Days and times again?
Sunday morning, 10:30. Sunday through Wednesday evenings at 6:30.
All right. No registration necessary.
Nope. Bring the family.
And on Tuesday, there's a women's luncheon that's going to be held. And so you can come and register for that. There's a free luncheon at First Assembly on Tuesday, 11:30 to 1. Special women speakers, women issues and stuff. That'll be included in that those 5 days as well.
Excellent. And if folks have any more questions or looking for a little bit more information, you mentioned there's an online presence.
Yep. You can just click into your website, thirstatlantic.com, or find us on Facebook. Same thing, Thirst Atlantic.
Excellent. Find all the information you need. Very good. Guy, Carol, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you,
Jim. You always do a good job, and I just really appreciate your inviting us and talking with us about it. Thanks.